Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. Enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people just like you to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Simply, I am here to love myself and love you all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. And as always, I invite all of your questions, comments, and suggestions to my email address, infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Really, thank you for your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I am truly grateful to be of service. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer, just like always, followed by our special inspiring guest. Our guest today is Amanullah Qahraman, who is a seminar leader, a yoga master, life coach, and business coach. Amanullah is recognized as a distinguished teacher of martial arts, self-defense, yoga, and meditation for over 25 years. He has extensive experience as a pranic healer and Reiki master in pain and stress management. During his youth, Amanullah was educated and practiced as an architect in Iran. So I invite you to stay attuned all the way to the end of this show for a very enlightening and inspiring awareness. But for now, I invite you to join me, my guest, and all that there is in this moment as we relax into the present moment, as we allow ourselves to relax. By taking a few deep cleansing breaths in, take a deep cleansing breath in, please. And exhale with an ah. Yes. Allowing yourself. The key here is allowing yourself to feel relaxed. Feel relaxed. Be relaxed into this moment. Again, I invite you to take another deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah, really allowing yourself to release your tension, your stress, all that you're holding on to that's creating heaviness and blockage and stagnation and causing you pain physically, mentally, emotionally. Allow yourself to let it go. Let go of control now, I invite you. And one more time, another deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah, relaxing into the now, grounding yourself into the present moment. As we acknowledge the moment as the moment of truth, as the moment of love, as the moment of unity and oneness, as the moment of the power of God, power of the universe, power of the oneness, source, creator, isness, spirit, whatever term you have for this magnificent power of love within you, this magnificent creation of the all-knowing, all-seeing presence within you, we acknowledge ourselves as one in this moment. I am that I am. I am one with you. I am that I am. You are that you are, and we are all one. I am that I am. I am wonderful as I am, and so are you. You are that you are. You are perfect and whole as you are. I am that I am. I am one with all of life, and so are you, for we are all one. With gratitude and appreciation for who we are and what we are every moment as we awaken to this life, awaken to the beauty all around us, awaken to everything and all possibilities inside and out, we are grateful. With gratitude and appreciation to the divine presence, the light of all that there is, creation of allness, we are grateful for always backing us up, being present in us and all around us. As we ask, we shall receive. So in this moment, we ask for love inside of us. We ask for unity inside of us. We ask for awareness and awakening inside of us. We ask for inspiration and enlightenment, insight, creating a magnificent life of unity and oneness, full of love, joy, peace, health, abundance, and all goodness, all blessings outside of us with ease and grace. In truth, I am that I am, you are that you are, and we are all one. With this I say thank you very much for being present with all of us. We are grateful for you. We appreciate you, and I say, and so it is, amen, amen. And I invite you again to stay present with us as I reintroduce our special guest, Amanullah Ahriman, and we will find out what his name means, because it's a very special name that I had no idea before I spoke to him before the show, and it was an awareness for me. Amanullah is a seminar leader, yoga master, life coach, and business coach. Amanullah Ahriman is recognized as a distinguished teacher of martial arts, self-defense, yoga, and meditation for over 25 years. He has extensive experience as a pranic healer and Reiki master in pain and stress management. And during his youth, Amanullah was educated and practiced as an architect in Iran. So from architect to leader, yoga master, life coach, all of that making a difference in our lives. His website is www.amanullah.com. Let me spell that for you. That's AmanOllah.com. And another website that is in process is www.simplywellness.us. And we will find out exactly what that is as we invite Amanullah on the show. Welcome, Amanullah.
Thank you for beautiful introduction. I really appreciate it. And wonderful, wonderful prayers at the start of the program. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being on the show. Appreciate it. Amanullah, how about we start by you giving us the meaning, the definition of your name, which was very surprising for me, even though I'm from Iran, just like you. But I had no idea, and it's magnificent. Would you kindly?
Sure. Aman has a two different meaning. One meaning is coming from peace. It comes from being peaceful and peace. So that means protector of peace. And the other meaning of it, actually when you put it together, it would be Amanullah, that would be peace of God or peace protected by God. And another meaning of it is safety and protected. So another meaning of it is being protected by God.
That's so beautiful. That's so powerful.
Thank you.
And your last name also. What is the meaning of your last name?
That means I think one of the literal translation would be champion.
Champion. So your first name is protected by God, peace of God, and your last name is champion. And how did you feel about your name as you were growing up, having such a powerful first name and last name?
For many years, it takes a long time for me to own my first name and my last name. Especially my last name is being a champion. It was like, it takes like maybe 30 years in my life to come to a place to accept it, that I can be and own it. And Amanullah, actually, I start to experience the power of it in almost last 15 years.
So you just recently, well, kind of 15 years, accepted your name.
Yes,
and own it, right. And own it and be one with it, right?
Yes. Exactly.
And when you chose to become one with your name, how did that internally affect you?
Actually, it happened inside of one meditation I had, and that meditation was very lucid and powerful. And inside, after that meditation, I decided that I choose to be Amanullah, because normally, in short, my family and friends, they were calling me Aman. And Aman means peace or someone who is in protection. But from that meditation, after that, I chose powerfully that this is in most of the path students and disciples, they get a name by their masters. I had this opportunity to have a mother-given name that is very powerful, that I can own it. So at that time, I chose it. Now, in the last 15 years, I'm living it.
That's beautiful. So not
Thank
knowing
you.
Actually what your name meant, peace of God, protected by God, you have a very peaceful picture of yourself on your website.
Thank
You're
you.
Sitting by the beach looking towards the ocean.
Yes.
And as I was looking at your picture, I was like, wow, you look so peaceful there. That's such a peaceful scenery. And I was thinking to myself, Amanullah, and all the listeners out there, are you telling us that sitting there and meditating will create that peace that we look at, you know, the ocean, how peaceful it is? Or that is our internal consciousness creating that peace outside of us? Does that make sense? I was looking at your picture. Now, you chose that picture on your website for what reason?
Actually, you know, that was a very simple expression of what I'm up to. And actually, I didn't choose it. My friend that she designed that website for me, she chose it. And probably, as you said, she had such experience with that too.
Yeah. Anyways, I invite you guys to take a look at it. It's very, very peaceful. And what I got it immediately in my heart that there's a lot of message in that picture, that you're sitting there and looking at the ocean in a yoga pose, right? Yoga pose. So why don't you start by telling us you're a yoga master and Ashtanga yoga. Can you tell us what Ashtanga yoga is?
Yeah, Ashtanga yoga, one of the definition of Ashtanga means eight limbs. Or you can imagine you have a table with eight legs that is standing on eight legs. And this type of yoga, it's a very traditional and very old to compare with other type of yoga. And I have this opportunity to be trained in this almost 30 years ago by my master. And I had the whole point of the reason that I'm continuing that is because what I learned in that period, it transformed my life. First of all, as a young man, I was sick. I had several sicknesses. I had sciatic pain, I had gastritis, and I had colitis. And I was going from this doctor to another doctor, and in my 20s, nobody knows what should I do. And some of the doctors were suggesting me I have to change my lifestyle. But I didn't know what is the alternative lifestyle. So after I met my master and I started yoga, in 6 months, less than 6 months, all of these sicknesses was gone. And I felt I find myself in different levels. First of all, as a young man, I was always very stressed out and very, sometimes I can say neurotic. Because I was in martial arts before yoga, I was sometimes exercising 5 to 7 hours of karate. And after 5 to 7 hours, I could relax my mind for 2 minutes or 30 seconds. But when I start yoga, the whole thing shifted. I learned how to relax and slow down, even in the most bizarre situations. And that was the gift that yoga gave me. And from that time till now, I have kept that tradition, and not only using it for myself, I have the opportunity to teach to my students. And I can say I'm honored with having over 10 students that they are teachers and teaching all around the world, from Switzerland to Costa Rica and United States.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you're teaching here in Los Angeles, Ashtanga Yoga.
Yes.
And so the benefits, as you're experiencing, as per your experience, is de-stressing? And is it strengthening the body as well?
Yes.
And you guys, you focus on the breath also, Ashtanga Yoga?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Okay.
It's inside of what you asked me about the name of the yoga, the eight limbs, the first one is Yama. And Yama is your relationship within yourself. And Niyama is your relationship with outside of yourself. And Asana is some word, maybe you heard it, and that's postures. And
mm-hmm.
the fourth one is Pranayama, that is a breath techniques, and what you just asked me, breathing, and the science of breath. And the fifth one is Pratyahara. It's a technique that you can separate what is happening outside with what is happening with your inside. So whatever is outside, it doesn't impact you deeply and hurt you. And
so it teaches you to go within and strengthen from within?
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
Not
wonderful. And we all need that. We can all use a little of that.
And not being controlled by outside environment and consequences and circumstances.
And so how does it help pain? People that are experiencing physical pain, does it help them release physical pain from their body?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The first part of it is most of us, the relationship that we have with pain is we don't want to have pain. We want to fight with it, or we want to ignore it, or we want to suppress the pain. Physical, mental, or emotional pain, it makes no difference. And in yoga, you learn about it, that pain is a gift that shows something is not working. And by paying attention and getting the message, you take care of your health, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And you know, if a person doesn't feel pain, they can die from different sicknesses very fast, less than 40 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
I think you can check it on the internet and find out if someone, the nervous system doesn't let them know that they have pain, they can kill themselves easily.
Wow, so let's befriend our friend, the pain. It's here to give us a message. I'm so attuned to what you're saying because I've had so much actual physical pain through the lupus, through my accident, that I'm healed now. And really, I learned so much from the physical pain that I was experiencing and enduring for such a long time. And I got, you know, a lot of learnings, really a lot of life learnings from my pain. And one of them, one of the most significant ones for me was anger.
Yes.
It was anger that was suppressed, that was not expressed in a positive way, that manifested as pain in my legs. And once I went there, got my learnings, and did a lot of forgiveness and took responsibility, for me, the pain dissolved. So Ashtanga Yoga benefits, de-stressing, releasing mm-hmm. pain, right?
Exactly.
And the breath of life, right?
Exactly.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let me just take this opportunity to reintroduce our guest. For anyone that may have just joined us, we've been talking to Amanullah Qahraman, seminar leader, yoga master, Ashtanga yoga master, life coach and business coach. And his website is www.amanullah.com. That's A-M-A-N-O-L-L-A-H. And we've been talking about Ashtanga yoga and how the benefits are. That's fantastic. Amanullah, congratulations on your new center, Simply Wellness.
Yes.
Where is
Thank
this?
You.
Where is your center?
The first one, because our vision is we have Simply Wellness as a household name all around the nation for integrative medicine. And at this moment, the first one is in Murrieta, California. Murrieta is in Temecula Valley.
Okay. So this is your first center?
This is our first center, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And from my understanding, this came through your visioning, right? Visioning and putting a lot of intention on it. Huh?
Yes. Yes, having the intention and get clear about what you want, and then starting to declaring it, and then starting sharing with others, and then finding people that they are thinking like you. So that's exactly what happened. And now, less
than a year.
The
power of sharing, huh?
Yes.
The power
exactly.
of sharing, and
exactly.
it manifested.
Exactly.
Can you tell us what you offer in your
yes.
wellness center?
Yes, it has different side. What we are doing has different points in it. One of the points we are doing is mainly it's about treatment, and we have different practitioners from the internist doctor that who she is interested in integrative medicine and using the allopathic medicine and homeopathic medicine and other type of medicine together and having the holistic approach to the patient. We have a chiropractor, we have an acupuncturist, and we have a doctor of osteopath, and also we have a naturopath, and we have a, I don't know if I pronounce it correctly or not, it's an iristologist.
I have no idea.
the ones that they can look at your eye, the center of your eye, and tell you what was the past of your health and what is the present of your health situation and what is the possible sicknesses is coming. And amazing group of people that I'm honored to have in our team. And we have this opportunity to learn every day from them. And one of this practitioner, he already actually is a cancer survivor. Because of what he learned, he's using it himself, and he's over 70 and he's much younger than me at this moment.
And he's one of the facilitators there?
Yes. Actually, he's also teaching Tai Chi in our Tai Chi classes. We have another point.
God bless him.
Yes.
God bless him. What a role model.
Yes, it is. It is. And we have, as I mentioned before, we have yoga classes, and we have Tai Chi classes, we have Pilates classes, and also the Pilates teacher we have, she also have a special Pilates techniques for cancer survivors and cancer recovery people. So we have amazing people in our group, and it's a blessing to be in this center. And
let's give a moment for all of our listeners to imagine this center. Imagine it with all the possibilities of healing and transformation all in one center. Actually, you know, before you go on, I cut you off. Because you have actually manifested my vision. This vision is on my website. A holistic center where people can, you know, experience all these modalities. But mine also has like a health food center. Does yours?
Oh, yes, actually. We name it Wellnessy instead of Pharmacy. Wellnessy.
It's called Wellnessy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it what? Yeah, Wellnessy. And actually, I have a better news for you. The second one would be in LA, so you can be part of that too if you're interested.
Yes! It's so funny. I have to share with you and the listeners. You know, since I put this vision up on the website, which is, I don't know, two years or something, I am only meeting people that have manifested my vision. Left and right, either they have manifested or they're in the process of manifesting the vision that I have. But you know what?
Yeah.
We're all one. We are
exactly.
all one. We're
exactly.
all one. It doesn't matter. If, you know, you're doing it, God bless you. You're making a difference for the people. But let's understand this, that you are you also integrating Western medicine?
Yes. Actually, our intention, it's more towards the integrative medicine than alternative medicine. Because we don't...
I like
we are committed to inclusion and create a adding to the quality of everything instead of making it, no, this one is not good, that one is not good. So all of the good of everything, and we know how the amount of results and successes that they also they made it in an allopathic medicine. So we are committed to have the best of everything together, and complement each other with this partnership.
Mm. Oh my God, I felt the power in that. Committed with partnership. That is so beautiful. How can anything go wrong that way? When one is really
no,
when one is committed with partnership?
Yeah, it doesn't. We are really blessed with the people that we have in our team. And amazing people with their different backgrounds, with different education, and all of them are committed to this vision.
Mm, congratulations, big time.
Thank you.
I just want to put in there that when I had my lupus, I needed the medication. You know, when I was, well, maybe you know, you don't know, and some listeners that may be new to this show, as I talk about this over and over again, the day that I collapsed in my home from the lupus hitting my brain, central nervous system, and all of that, I needed the medicine to get back on my feet. You know,
yeah.
I needed it. And once I was on it, I was stabilized. Then I chose to move into different modalities such as energy healing, hypnotherapy, and all of that, and
yes.
spirituality. So therefore, it all works together if we allow it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's all good. It's all good. All of it at perfect timing. If we trust, it's all good. It's all
yes.
good.
And
it all
what
works.
You said was a key word, if we allow it.
Yes.
And if we don't allow it, nothing in the world can heal us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That willingness to be healthy, that willingness to come back to health and experience our power.
Mm, beautiful. Amanullah, how can the people get more awareness, and if they have any questions, what number or website or email address can they contact?
Actually, email address, it would be my first name and first letter of my last name. So it would be amanullahg@hotmail.com. They are more than welcome to email me directly. And the phone number they can use, let me give you the center, the Simply Wellness Center, so they can call and talk if they need to have information about the center. It's
yeah.
a 951-304-9430.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And the website for this is, what is it?
It's simplywellness.us. Actually, the website is under construction. It's not the final website, and it's still we are working on it. So there is a lot of short... we are not happy with it till it's complete, so... If they see some shortcomings, I hope they forgive us.
I'm sure. Listeners, will you forgive them, please? If it's not up to your expectation. It's all good. It's all good. It's good for the moment. It's all good
Thank
for
you.
The moment.
Thank
so
you.
We have been speaking to Amanullah Qahraman, who is an amazing person, seminar leader, Ashtanga yoga master, life coach, business coach who has just opened up a beautiful Simply Wellness Center. It's such a calming name. Such a Simply Wellness. Simply, you know, don't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's Simply Wellness. If
exactly.
you, really, Amanullah and the listeners, when we, if we really focus on this Simply Wellness, how did you come up with this name?
Actually, that's a gift of my partner, Robert. Robert Reservoir is my partner, and one day we were working on these names, which one is better, and he came up with this name, and I like it.
I love it. It's just very
yeah,
simple
you.
And to the point.
Yes.
Wellness. You want wellness? Go there. You want to experience all these modalities? Go there. Are you going to be teaching yoga as well in your center?
Oh, yes. Actually, I'm teaching on Thursday night at this moment. I'm teaching over there, too.
Wonderful. Yes. Maybe you want to make a bed and bath also on the side for people to come and hang out.
Actually, there is some possibility of some facility around here. And one of the other things I missed to tell you is one of the intentions we have in Simply Wellness is we are committed that we provide also classes and training for our practitioners, because many healers, many teachers, they are not very good in business side of it, or they are not very good in the marketing side of it. And we are committed to have classes for them and creating networking events for them and empower their business and empower themselves to be successful in what they are up to and in the service that they are giving to the community.
Beautiful. So what is your invitation?
The invitation I have is if anybody is interested and is a healer or a teacher, you can contact us. We can arrange it. At this moment, we are in Murrieta, but our next step, by next year, we would be in Los Angeles, and our second location. And we are committed to have locations almost every state of the United States.
Wow, bravo. You're playing a big game, great responsibilities, Amanullah. That's beautiful.
It's not me, and because I'm not doing it alone, so it's not a big game.
Your
we
team.
Have a huge team with a wonderful people that all of them, they are committed to this vision. And
beautiful.
Definitely would show up.
Bless you and all of you.
Amanda,
let's talk about pain and stress management, okay?
Yes.
Stress,
yes.
Every other person is dealing with it, is having it. What is your suggestion? Stress management, what can you give out to the listeners right now that is like highly benefit that they can just walk away right now?
Not right now.
At the end of the show.
Yeah. No, right now. That's okay. Right now, the simplest thing is just starting belly breathing. So breathe with your belly. When you inhale, let your belly comes out. When you exhale, let your belly goes in. And do it as slower as possible, as deeper as possible, and as soundless as possible. This is the simplest technique you can learn, and you can do it daily. And you would be amazed how much it has an impact on your stress.
Belly breathing. Very
yes.
Simple, cheap, free. No cost to any of us. It's the life force within us. So this is your suggestion.
At this moment, in a short time, yes.
No, I love it. And how often are you suggesting that people belly breathe?
Myself, I'm almost breathing 24/7.
Oh, so this is the power of breath. What is it about this power of breath, the belly breathing, that really releases the stress and tension? What is it?
Our lung is the only organ in our, I think it's the only organ in our body that has two different nervous systems that goes in it, sympathetic and parasympathetic. And what you can either control your breathing with awareness, or you can do it automatically without having any awareness to it. And because lung has this capacity, anytime you change your rhythm of your breathing, it has a direct impact on the level of different hormones in your brain, has a huge impact in your body, and has a huge impact in your experience, physically, mentally, emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And how do you feel about prayer and meditation for stress and pain?
Oh, definitely. This is the thing. Anytime you're stressed out, when you look at the moment of the stress, you look at the experience that you have physically, you realize, okay, I have tension in my neck, I have tension on my lower back, or I have this pain in this here, and you pay attention to the body, and then next step, you come one step back and look at it and see what's happening with your mind, you realize you have a certain thought in your head about certain things. And those thoughts is the source of what you're experiencing. So when you do prayers, or when you do any kind of mantra, repetitive words or affirmation, you're shifting what is happening in your mind, so naturally you're shifting what is happening with your body.
So beautiful.
Definitely.
The power.
Definitely works.
Okay, beautiful. The power of mantra, repeating words. When I started with mantras, I used to start with love, 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 and I used to do this before I went to bed.
Yes.
And peace, truth, anything that came to me that was empowering me, God,
yes.
God, 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 you know, healing, 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 and I just used to repeat this till I fell asleep. And after a short time, I really didn't need to do it anymore. It was just like, I don't know what happened. It was, but it's really powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And also affirmations, right?
Yes.
Can you give us a couple of powerful affirmations that, in your experience, help pain and stress?
I am one with what I'm experiencing. I'm totally embrace what I'm experiencing. And I love and I open to what I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Most
totally
of the pain we have
presence.
Is because of resistance.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And these affirmations create acceptance for us. Right?
Oh, yes.
No more arguing, putting our fists up, right?
Yes.
No more arguing. Those were
exactly.
Wonderful affirmations. It totally brought me into the present moment.
You're welcome.
So thank you. So accepting our pain, accepting our stress is your suggestion.
Yes.
And being
and breathing,
one.
Belly breathing.
Belly breathing.
Yes.
Accepting mantras, affirmations, meditations. And you just don't talk it. In your website, you have an extensive array of DVDs, right?
Yes, I have. I have several DVDs on yoga and also pain management.
That will help people deal with stress and pain, right?
Yes.
I see one that says yoga back, knee, foot pain. For arthritis relief, this is powerful.
Yes, actually, I have a second class for elderly in adult day care centers in Los Angeles, and some of my students also they do the same thing. And one of the problems with most of the people over 25 is a pain on the joints and also fibromyalgia. Or some of the pains that is moving all around their body. And these techniques are very simple and very effective on the pain. When people using it, it's less than 30 minutes is gone. The pain is gone. The only thing is they have to continue this movement and postures.
Mm-hmm. So consistency. Be consistent
exactly.
In what you're doing, right? Because a lot of people give up.
Yes.
They stop, they give up. So
yes.
you're suggesting your DVDs for people with pain and arthritis, even the elderly you're suggesting?
Oh, yeah, especially elderly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And the people can purchase your DVDs on your website, correct?
They can, on the website there is a store. When they go to the store, it takes them to famous website, eBay, and there is a store on eBay, so they can order whatever they need.
Beautiful. Yes, you have extensive. You have like how many? 30, something like that. Different types of DVDs, and also your seminars are on your DVD. Is that right?
The seminars, I'm afraid, on the eBay, they are not updated yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, taking this opportunity to reintroduce our guest, we've been speaking to Amanullah Qahraman, who's a seminar leader, Ashtanga Yoga Master, life coach, and business coach. He's recognized as a distinguished teacher of martial arts, self-defense, yoga, and meditation for over 25 years. He has extensive experience as a pranic healer and Reiki master in pain and stress management. His website is www.amanullah.com, also www.simplywellness.us. We have been speaking to Amanullah about yoga, about pain and stress management. He's given us some tools, and we really, really appreciate it. Now we're going to talk about you being a life coach and a business coach. Amanullah, what is a life coach? What's a life coach?
Just imagine if you want to go and run in a marathon. You're running. You like to run. You're healthy. Everything is fine. But if you want to run marathon, you have to get a coach for marathon to coach you how to run. Now, there are many of us, we are operative in our life. We are very successful. We have lots of things in our life. But when we look at our life, there are areas of our life is not fulfilling and not happy with what we have, or there are certain things we want and we cannot make it happen. So that's the place that you can have a life coach. And life coach is a person who can support you to see what is the barrier that is stopping you to have what you want. And the main belief behind this is we are capable to have whatever we want. And if we don't have it, there is something in us that doesn't let us to have it yet. And then we distinguish and we find those barriers and we transform it.
So you support people to open up to their infinite possibilities within them, huh?
Exactly. And also, what is the barrier that is stopping them? Someone wants to generate a huge amount of money, and it's very hard for them. Or somebody else wants to generate money and generating it, but he can never have money even though he's generating. So there is some barriers, and normally these barriers is coming with our belief system. And I had a coachee that he was very committed to generate money, and he was making good money every year, but at the end of the year, always he was short. So when we work on that issue, we find out there is a very old conversation from his mother that was telling him, people who are rich, they are not good people. So he had this belief, if I have money, I'm not good, and my mother doesn't like me and doesn't love me anymore. So he rather to generate money, losing it, so at the end of the year, he can be loved by his mother again. And it was so unconscious that it was stopping him. And as soon as he distinguished that and he shifted that pattern, everything shifted in his life.
Wow. The power of our beliefs.
Yes.
The power of our beliefs and the unconscious where we don't realize. I just want to share with you and the listeners that I work on my beliefs constantly and continually and, you know, constantly, really, almost on a daily basis. I go inside and I want to clear all these limiting beliefs and decisions that I have created.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to say I do past life also on myself, but, you know, a lot of mother's womb and as a child. And a couple of years ago, I was working on a belief about money. And these beliefs about money, it's like a virus going through our collective consciousness, really. I mean, like, you know, really, with whoever I speak to, even I have wealthy friends that have limiting beliefs about money. And just for mine, after I dealt with mine and limiting belief about childhood, you know what I got from my higher self, my God self? What came through is that that money is God's love in action. Money is God's love in action. And I swear, ever since then, I had such an awakening.
Yes.
Every time I spend money, and it's to pause and create oneness.
Exactly.
Every time I spend money, I just say, this is God's love working through me. Every time I receive money, I say, this is God's love working through this person, and I embrace it, and I'm open to it. And I really, really invite to anyone that is open at this time to embrace this new belief. It is really powerful. It has changed my life. I just really wanted to share that with everyone. I know you keep saying, yes, 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 you agree.
What else should I say?
No, 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 it just seems like you're totally aligned with what I'm saying. Is this through your own meditation that you got this, or?
It is God's inaction.
Yes.
This is the thing. It's like one of the things as a religious person, when we say what? Everything is God, no?
Mm-hmm.
And His God is everywhere.
Yes.
So how could money cannot be God?
Yes. But unfortunately, there's so much dogma and limitations and negativity that we have placed upon money that now, you know, I remember someone telling me, my mom used to tell me every time I walked home, wash your hands, or every time I touched money, I need to wash my hands because money is filthy. And as an adult, every time he touched money, he would think money is filthy. And what does that do for him, for his psyche, you know? What does that do for our psyche? Every time we touch money, we think it's filthy, it's dirty.
So for that reason,
it's not a good thing, huh?
For that reason, many of us, we go, as soon as we have money, we burn it.
Right.
We spend it like it's a dangerous virus. We want to get rid of it. Exactly.
Right. How about we embrace it as God's? If you don't like the name God out there, whatever name resonates with you, I'm totally fine with it. As long as it's love for you. Love. It feels good in your heart. You know, it opens up our heart and it gives us peace and faith and trust. This is how it works for me, and I really invite the listeners to just consider this new belief, this new concept, this new isness. So you help people, you support people financially. How about relationship?
Yes.
How about losing weight? Losing weight, which is an issue for some people.
Yeah. One of the first things is, anything you want to change it, anything you want to transform it, the first step is accepting it. Many people, they try to lose weight, but without accepting the weight they have, and without appreciating and loving themselves. If you don't love yourself, you can't go anywhere. You're just destroying what you have. So the key is, again, is acceptance. And we support them to accept what they have. And after they are, what they have is accepted, and they know where this come from, then we start to work on the very mechanical side of it. But the main thing is, again, is about belief system. And some of us, we get weight because we want to protect ourselves. That way we feel we are safe.
Mm.
So this person needs to have such a safety net if they want to lose that weight. So there is a lot of reasons behind it that we need to find it out. And after we find it out, the barrier is in us, not outside. So as soon as we find the barrier, we can transform the barrier, and the result is shifted.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So really accepting ourselves. Again, we come back to acceptance, which is
exactly,
one of the hardest things to do, no? Well, because we haven't. That's what I'm saying. I'm not creating it as hard. I'm just saying that as society, nobody really taught us, to be honest. Not our parents, not society, not school, not our teachers. Accept yourself as who you are, you know? I never heard of that when I was growing up.
And I think one of the things that make it harder is when we think acceptance is agreeing with something. And acceptance is not agreeing with something. You can totally disagree with something, but it's still accepted.
Right.
That's the place that many people, they miss that point.
Right.
You don't have to agree with, you don't have to agree with many things, but still you can accept it.
Mm-hmm. So by accepting it, we're not actually giving power to what is. We're just saying it is. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And then also you don't give any interpretation to it. So that interpretation makes you weaker.
Right. Listeners out there, are you listening? Just accepting what is. The relationship that we're not happy in. How about relationships that are really causing us pain and suffering? Should we just accept?
Definitely. There is a lot of possibility of it. first question is, how come you are in a relationship that it caused you pain and suffering?
Okay.
The first question is, are you aware of what you're experiencing? So if you're aware of what you're experiencing, how come you're not out of it? Then the person, normally they find lots of reasons that for this reason and this reason I want to stay in it. So if you want to stay in it, so what is the reason that still you are in pain? And then normally there is other things that are coming up. Like they want to have the support and the money that this relationship is providing for them, but they don't like certain things in it. And they are making the other person wrong for it. And when sometimes I'm asking, okay, do you think the other person knows? Have you ever told the other person? He should know it or she should know it. And that's another problem that is very famous in most of the relationships, that is communication, lack of communication. We expect people know things, that what I like and what I don't like, and we expect people know it. And they just act upon my ideas without even communicating with them. So, yes, relationship, you can do a lot with it in life coaching. It's very, very actually...
I got it. I'm sure the listeners, a lot of valuable information right here you shared. Taking responsibility, communicating, right? Not blaming other people, taking responsibility.
Yes.
How am I responsible for this pain and suffering? This is what I always ask myself.
Mm-hmm.
How am I causing it? There's value in that question. If we dare to get out of our comfort zone... If we dare to get out of our comfort zone and go inside, wow. Thank you, Amanullah. You shared some really valuable information. Unfortunately, our time is coming to an end. Anything you want to say to the listeners before we close?
It was my pleasure to have this conversation with you and with your listeners. And thank you. Thank you to give me this permission to share what I can offer.
Beautiful. Blessings to you, as your name, Amanullah, is being protected by God, peace of God, and your last name, Gariman, is champion. Bless you for all of your wonderful work and your new center with all of your team and supporters. Blessings to you and your new center in L.A., which I'm going to totally visit, and I invite all of the listeners to tune into his website and check it out and see what's in there for you. Thank you, Amanullah, again.
Thank
and blessings
you.
To you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again.
And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. I'm grateful to have had this opportunity to share with you, to be present with you. For now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. Breathe it in. And breathe out infinite love and give it to the whole world, for we are all one. We are truly one. As we have shared this moment of inspiration, of learning, of love, of sharing, of all that there is, supporting each other, being present with each other, I invite you to move through life with acceptance of what is. Accepting it is what is happening right now. It just is. And I guarantee you, you will experience a peace in the present moment. For with acceptance, you no longer are attached to the past or the future. You are here in the present, totally in your power to make decisions, to move forward from clarity and with the power and love within you. Thank you. Don't forget to visit my website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights. Also, my healing practice, the website for that is www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. I write daily insights which I channel through my higher self to bring awareness to all of you. If you're interested, go there and click and sign on. And if you don't like it, click and sign off. Again, you're more than welcome to email me with any suggestions and questions, comments to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. For now, again, I'm Michelle Morovati with gratitude and appreciation for all of you being present, for we are all one. Blessings to you. Until next week, good day.